TUC Radio, San Francisco. Time of useful consciousness. Witness to the melting of the Greenland ice. This message was collected in July 2007 in the Valley of the Ancients on Greenland. For 2 weeks, a small group of five constructed the ceremonial fire pit for the 2008 Second Circumpolar Meeting. Inuits from Canada, Greenland, Siberia, and Alaska, who live along the Arctic Circle, will gather again to consult on how to alert the world to the enormous changes in climate that they are experiencing already, changes that are forcing them now to fundamentally alter their lives. The accelerating melt of the Greenland ice cap may eventually lead to sea level rises around the world up to 7 meters or 21 feet, drowning the cities of London and New York. The Inuit elders who had chosen the ceremonial site were joined by 2 North Americans and 1 Canadian. They pitched their tents on the tundra below towering rock mountains and the glacier behind. In the distance, a river, swollen by the accelerating melt, discharged mud and boulders into the ocean. This is the sound of that river that once was a quiet stream. Lakes of meltwater are forming on the top of the ice cap, and that water has found its way to the bottom, causing the glaciers to slide faster and swelling the rivers. After 5 days, the group got weathered in for 24 hours in fierce cold and driving rain. Cienfuegos, the North American, invited Ithluk to tell her about Greenland and how the Inuit are experiencing the change of the climate. Here's Ithluk, recorded in a tent during a rainstorm.
I'm Greenlander. Born here in Greenland. I'm born in on Disco Island. My parents are Greenlanders. Today we call us for Kalaallit, and our land is Kalaallit Nunaat. We came to Greenland for about 4,000 years ago. We settled there and stayed there for 4,000 years now. Inuit people live by hunting. They hunt seals, whales, and birds, and a little bit of fishing sometimes. But their main meal was seal meat. Then whalers from Europe and other countries, America, began to come to our country about 15th century, middle of 15th century. Then the missionaries from Denmark come to Greenland, the beginning of 1700s, 1721 exactly, the first Danish missionary come to Greenland. And start to Christian, teach them to be Christian people. And when the Christianity started in Greenland, and people have to settle in towns, our moving be stopped because of the Christianity. We became a colony of Denmark. We lost our freedom. And has been under the Danish colony until 1953, when the Danish government made Greenland to a part of Denmark, and want to make us Danish people and learn us to speak Danish language. But then the when we started, the young people in Greenland, educated people, they didn't want to lose their identity, Inuit identity. So we started a movement. The Greenlandic political parties started, and we worked hard. And 1979, we got our own home rules. Tell the Danish people we are another people, not Danish. We are Greenlanders. We have lived here so many years, and we want to have our own land because it is our land. The Danish people are visitors. They are welcome to be here. And here, something is happening now. Gives us fairness about our future. This is the heating of the climate. People who live by hunting are afraid of about what they're going to do when in 25 years when the seals and whales will be gone because of the heating of the sea. I can tell you that 15 years ago, people who live by hunting could take their sled dogs and go to the sea in the winter time, 8 months of a year, and hunt their seal there. But now, only during 15 years, there are no more ice. So hunters have to sail in boats, small boats, to hunt. And ice is melting faster and faster. And I have been here before in this area, have seen the river. But now the river is throwing out 10-20% more than I saw it 15 years ago. There's a lot of power that's moving out to the sea. Mud and rebels are moving out to West Coast. There's a lot of water, a lot of power. We just saw one river here. But believe me, there's thousands of them doing the same on the coast. And there's big melted snow and ice on the middle of ice cap. It was moving down and was make the ice cap move faster and faster toward the coast. It's amazing to see it, but scary to know what result would be if we not stop it, stop the melting. It's very hard to tell about it. Man should see it to understand. I know that I cannot reach you by talking about it. But it is important to talk about it and to understand it. Believe me, that the heating of the climate, air, make people in my country afraid. They don't know what to do. Changing happens so fast that we are not prepared to face it. We don't know what to do. The temperature used to be around 30 minus centigrades from January to the end of March. But nowadays, the temperature is never below 10. So what's going to happen? I don't know. The world, people in the world, must gather together about this problem and find a solution for that. When we were young, we believed that there would be ice all the time, but now it's melting very, very fast. We see big rivers of melting ice going towards to the sea, and it's getting bigger and bigger for every year. And ice is moving back into to land, and be getting thinner now. Greenland is a big island. Greenland is a 2 million square kilometer big island, and 85% of it is covered by ice. But this ice is melting now, very fast. I'm afraid of the. If we don't do nothing right now, that the melting ice will be a problem for the rest of the world. We were on an ice cap 2 days ago, and we looked at the midnight. Sun was shining, beautiful day, but the melting ice is a problem, a big problem. I'm thinking of it all the time. It made me, I'm scared, I'm afraid of the future. What it's going to bring to my people, what the result will be. We people, Inuit people who have been living by hunting and fishing, what will their future will be if the melting ice continues in this, so fast as it does now. I'm a sad man now because I don't know what my grandchildren they will leave here in my country. I don't know what to do. Well, I'm sorry, I don't know the answer. I can't. Mankind must do something to save the world. It's not a question about the ice, it's a question about life on Earth. If this ice melt, I'm afraid of that it will be the end of the mankind. I will like to say to you people that gather together and let's continuously speak to the world about the problems. Me alone, only Inuit, cannot reach the rest of the world, people in the world. the only way we could open the industrial countries' people is if we continuously talk together about the problem they have met. That has a result in this big problem we are living in now. Don't stop talking about this problem. I cannot find a word. I cannot find a word. I'm feeling very empty inside now. I feel very alone about this problem. But we got only if we stay together, I think, we will survive. The reason why I'm staying here is we are five people here who have been working together to make a fireplace. And the idea is that people in North, Inuit people from Canada, Greenland, Alaska, Siberia, and Indians from North America, we gathered together here on this place. And for a few days to talk about their problems and try to make a unity about how we could work together to find a solution for the Arctic problems. We have been here 7 days now, and have been working hard, but we have been happy all the time, singing, and it's the first time I've seen my new friends here, so I think the Americans and Canadians people really wants to help us to find a solution of the problems. I'm happy to be part of it. We are brothers and sisters. We are children of this earth, and people who live in North are gathering together here in conference in the middle of July. The people Inuit are hunters. We hunt seal and whale. Our existence is depending on the sea animals. So we don't know a life without water. Water that we could sail in the summertime, and we could, when it's frozen in the wintertime, we go hunting by using our dogs with Dutch stretching. And we don't know if water exists no more, how to live. I must tell you that in a winter time, in my part of world where I'm living, it's dark all the time. We have no sun. In some part of Greenland, in northern part, 4 months they don't see the sun. It's dark all the time. It's cold. And in the summertime, we have the sun. The summer is very short. Up north, the summer is only maximum 3 months. But the sun is shining all the time. That's the time people go hunting and to live. And they get the food, they gathered them so they could have food for the rest of the year. Because they cannot go hunting when it's dark. So you can see, if a man exists by hunting and leave up the animal that lives in the sea, whales and seals, fish, all his life is depending on water. Water of the melting snow, which come up and fall down as rain and froze again in the winter time, so he can continue his hunting. That's the life of the Inuit. The life, the only life they know. And if rain stops and there are no more ice to be melted, our life will be end. We will not anymore exist as Inuit in our country. We will move to other countries we don't know what about. A man, Inuk, cannot exist without water. Greenland is covered by ice. That is more than 3 kilometers thick, at the thickest place. If all this ice melted, the sea level will move up to 7 meters. In this this level we know today, and will result that many islands will sink, and a low land will be covered by sea. I believe you live in a very low place, so I'm afraid of if all the ice in Greenland melted, your land will be under water now. Underwater. I've been thinking about and I'm scared of our future, what it will be if we just watch and nothing do about to find little ocean up to stop the melting of the ice. So join us and help us. And let's get find the right solution and how to talk to the people of the world together so we still could exist it. Next 1,000 years.
That was Ithluk, an Inuit elder from Greenland. He spoke to Cienfuegos in July 2007. They had been working on a ceremonial fire pit in preparation of the 2008 Circumpolar meeting of the Inuits. A sudden rainstorm had forced them to find shelter in their tents on the tundra in the Valley of the Ancients. I'm sending out my thanks to those who are part of the extraordinary change of circumstances that placed this recording into my hands. Please help pass this message on. This recording is not for sale, but you can download it for free from TUC Radio's website at www.tucradio.org. That's tucradio.org. If you do not have access to the internet, write to TUC Radio or call, and I will make you a copy at cost. Please find a pen to write down the address or phone number. The address is TUC Radio, Post Office Box 41009, San Francisco, California, 94141, USA. That's Post Office Box 41009, San Francisco, California, 94141. Or call anytime at 1-415-861-6962. Please leave your phone number so I can call you back and let you know how to get a CD copy at cost. This number, 1-415-861-6962, is not a toll-free number, but it works both from inside and outside the U.S. Time of Useful Consciousness is an aeronautical term, the time between the beginning of oxygen deficiency and the loss of consciousness. Time for the pilot to save the plane. My name is Maria Gelarden. Thank you for listening. Give us a call.